Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week, Montana voters went to the polls to elect school board members and vote on proposed school mill levy increases, and that's how it should be. It was once said that government governs best when it's closest to the people. Another way to say that is that decentralization of government is better than centralization. School boards and local levies are the ultimate in decentralization. They allow parents and grandparents to have input in the schools that their children and grandchildren attend. They also allow local citizens who have a vested interest because their children are in those schools to evaluate the need for more money. Sometimes the levies pass, sometimes they fail, but we all agree that local control is best. We hear it all the time at the legislature, usually when we're dealing with issues like opt-in for sex education beginning in kindergarten. Opponents are quick to say that state-level mandates trample on local control. The problem is they want it both ways. With regards to school boards themselves, much of what we describe as local control is really a myth. One school board member recently told me that they actually have very little power. She said that once you finish funding the mandatory items in the accreditation standards and adhere to the provisions in the union personnel contracts, there's very little actual discretion that a school board has. Boards basically become a rubber stamp for the system because stepping outside the box would jeopardize their school's accreditation or invite a lawsuit for breach of contract. It's frustrating, and school board members across the state are doing a yeoman's effort trying to be effective and provide a quality education for their local children while trying to work within the constraints of a top-down system. There's not a lot of room for board members who make it a practice of asking why. In all honesty, it's a thankless job. There is no glory, just an endless series of meetings that are rarely attended by the public, but it's a necessary part of our government, and we're thankful for those who step up to the plate and donate their time and talent. Their biggest job is administering the budget, and as with all public sector budgets, there's never enough money to accommodate everything on the wish list. And in the case of school boards, it's even worse, because the requests aren't just wishes, they're mandates, and they have to be funded if the school wants to remain accredited. That means money, much of it in the form of local property taxes, and the challenge is, unlike the state legislature, they can't just raise taxes. They have to be voted on, and many times the voters vote no. It's a tough place to be, between the proverbial rock and a hard place. Mandatory spending on one side with no taxing authority on the other. I would submit the real problem is the accreditation standards and the fact that many of the requirements make no sense. It's as though they were written by the Board of Public Education in close cooperation with the unions. Oh, I forgot. That's exactly how they're written. And the bottom line is that they benefit the unions and drive up costs. What school boards need is more discretion and flexibility in the use of their funds. Let them look at their schools and decide what's necessary. Then, and only then, will we really have what we say we want. And that's local control. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.